Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey guys, this is Jack from Essex calling once again. I called in a couple of times late last year and earlier this year, very early this year, to talk about the possible haunting of the funeral home where my partner worked. Not sure if you remember it, but to quickly sum things up, you know, I did some minor investigating at said funeral home using a Ghostbox app and received some pretty compelling results. You know, we called him Zachary after a name that was dropped in the app. My partner left that particular funeral home about 5 months ago now, so I didn't think I'd ever really get a chance to go there again. In my last attempt at talking to Zachary, I basically ended things with like a small, I guess you'd call it a blessing, but that sounds more formal than it really was, just telling him that he was welcome to stay for as long as he had to. So like I said, it's been about 5 months since my partner quit that job, and we've held on to the keys of the building because, frankly, my partner doesn't ever want to see or hear from those people again, but you know, no one's come chasing us for the keys yet. So, I mean, we didn't mean to steal them or anything, but you know how it is. but I couldn't sleep the other night, you know, so I decided to just go for a walk down there and drop the keys off in the manager's office, probably, you know, just doing a little bit of breaking and entering, just a little bit illegal, but they don't have cameras, so. So I don't know if I mentioned this in my other calls, but there's an apartment above the main funeral home, and it's basically abandoned and only used for storage. And originally it was intended for like on-call funeral directors to sleep in, but I don't think anyone actually does that. And the floorboards on there are like paper thin. I mean, like it literally feels like you're going to fall through the floor, like in most locations up there. And that means that it's like incredibly loud downstairs whenever people are walking around up there. It's like impossible to walk around lightly. but you know, there were no cars outside. The removal vans were in their parking spots and stuff. The lights were all off. So it was pretty clear that no one was there at that time. It was like the middle of the night. you know, just in case I announced myself so clearly when I came in the back door. But in retrospect, that might not have been a good idea. You know, hearing someone shout, "I'm coming in," while you're like embalming a body, that probably wouldn't have been pleasant, but I don't think anyone was there. And I also did my usual thing that I did every time I went there, just greeting Zachary whenever I entered the building. And like, as soon as I put that key down in the manager's office, I heard very clear movement upstairs, like the very clear and distinct sound of footsteps approaching or around the spot that I was standing in. And after it goes quiet for a few seconds, I just ask aloud if that was Zachary, to which I hear like a few quick footsteps again. I just kind of go like, "Oh, hey there, mate." And I pull out the app that I used before, because why not? And literally the minute that like I open that app, the minute it starts listening, the word "unwelcome" pops up. And I freak the fuck out of it. Oh, sorry, I don't know if you actually care. But I freak out. I'm like, who's unwelcome? Am I unwelcome? And I waited a few moments and I got no answer. And then I said, like, "Are you feeling unwelcome?" Which prompted a pretty much immediate, like, not really a stomp, but like a hard footstep, very hard footstep coming from upstairs. So I asked, like, "Well, who's making you feel unwelcome?" And I pause and I get no response. And so I moved into the office that's in the next room, which is where most of the funeral directors, like, or people who work there sit. And I just ask, "Are these people making you feel unwelcome?" And once again, I hear a creak directly above me, like no other movement sound, no sound of someone following me, like as if someone was actually in that apartment, just like a single creak right above me. And like, I have to emphasize, it would be literally impossible for someone to be upstairs and move that distance without me hearing it. I try as much as I can, I try to remain skeptical about this sort of thing. You know, obviously there's a lot of explanations for what could be making a building like that creak. Not so much the stomping sound, but hey-o. And it's just like the fact that that was my first time back in the building for months as well, and probably the last time I'd visit there. And so I didn't really know what to do or say. I just said, "This is probably the last time that I'd be able to visit," and I asked if he was okay. And I got no response. And I just said that I was going to repeat my blessing from last time and asked if he was okay with that. And I got no response. And so that's what I did. And then I said goodbye. Like I said in one of my previous phone calls how that funeral home had like this weird atmosphere of tension that kind of subsided once people started talking to Zachary. And when I came back there again, and like after, it was back. And again, I don't know, like, the thing is, like, after I said goodbye and like I headed towards the door, I just started crying, like, uncontrollably. Like, that's messed up, right? Like, I mean, it could all be psychosomatic, obviously, but, like, I don't know. I'm pretty convinced, you know? Like, I'm a fairly empathetic person, I'd like to hope, and I cry pretty easily. But even that was a lot for me. And I know this sounds really silly, but I guess if by some miracle this Zachary actually exists, I just hope he's okay. But on the other hand, maybe I was just crying over a creaking floor, you know? Anyway, like that's all I got. Love you guys. Love the show, all that. Have a good one.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.